Hello. Yes, good afternoon. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. Okay, and today we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinion. So would you have a couple of minutes of your time to help us out with this short survey, sir?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. All right, sir, and in which political party are you registered? Would that be a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Republican.
Okay, thank you. All right, so as you are aware, very few people actually vote, you know, in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote on the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Congress, and Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th? If you have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot, you can indicate that as well, okay? Okay, the first choice says, I have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot. I am definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote. I'm somewhat likely to vote, or I'm not likely to vote.
I have already voted, and I have voted Democrat the first time in my life as a Republican because Donald Trump has destroyed my party.
Okay, bye. So, okay. All right, sir, no problem. All right, sir, and what is your main racial background? Would that be Anglo or white, Hispanic, African-American or black, or
you know, that question is asked me. I was born in Cuba, but I'm an American citizen since 1968.
Okay. All right, sir, and now what do you consider yourself?
I consider myself a United States citizen.
Okay, United States citizen.
I left my country because of a dictatorship, and this year for president, I am voting for democracy, not dictatorship, because I already left at the age of 7 a dictatorship. I'm sure that answers your question, who I'm voting for.
All right. All right, sir, and just for qualification purposes, what is your age? Are you 18 to 45, 46 to 50? 70, okay.
All right. 70?
All right, sir, and okay. All right, sir, and now you'll be given a list of some public officials in Miami across the country that you may be familiar with, okay? Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person, let me know, okay? The first one will be Fabian Basabi. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay, very unfavorable. And Melinda Almonte.
Don't know her.
Don't never heard of her. Okay. All right, sir. All right, sir. And from whom did you vote in the Republican primary election for Florida State House? Would that be Fabian Basabi or Melinda Almonte?
Almonte.
Almonte. Okay. All right, sir. And within the past few weeks, have you seen, read anything about Melinda Almonte and her, you know, campaign for Florida State House?
No, I haven't. I just got a message on my phone from her. That's all I got. I never seen anything.
Okay.
Hear anything.
Okay. And within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Fabian Basabi and his campaign for State House, Florida State House?
Well, I've heard many bad things and read it. I read 8 newspapers a day, and I've just heard very bad things.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So, yeah, it don't matter if it was good. Okay. And did what you see, read, or hear, you know, recently about makes you more or less, you know, favorable, more or less likely to vote for Fabian Basabi in the election for Florida State House? Also,
no,
makes
not
no
a,
difference.
Not at all. Not at all.
Would that be somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Much less likely. All right, sir. Now you'll be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for qualification purpose only, okay? If you were to label yourself, would you call yourself liberal, moderate, conservative in your political beliefs?
I would say it's a mixture of liberal and conservative, both. I've been asked that question many times, and there's good things on both sides. So I say a liberal conservative.
Liberal conservative. Okay, but I have somewhat conservative or very conservative or
somewhat
liberal.
Somewhat conservative.
Okay, somewhat conservative. All right, so then what is the last grade of formal education that you had completed? Would that be less than high school diploma?
I'm a doctor, medical degree.
Oh, so a postgraduate degree, okay.
Yes.
All right, sir. Sir, this concludes our survey. We thank you very much for your time and participation. You have a great day, sir. Appreciate your help.
Too.
Bye-bye.